gonna have to pick it up.
What happened with you? Yeah.
Well, you know, things happen in football. Like I said, injuries occur. You know, and my focus is getting on the field and preparing this week and trying to have a good week for the Jets.
Was it on the tackle or was it on the punter coming over to you? And,
I will say it wasn't on the celebration. Okay, I'll just leave it at that.
You've been around Jets week before, Matthew. What is this week like for you?
Oh, man, I mean, it's you almost get to feel like you're in college and you're playing your rival school. So I feel like I'm playing USC for me personally. But, you know, the rivalry here, it doesn't really matter what the records are. It just so happens that we're both 3-3 at this point. But, you know, they want to beat us. We want to beat them. You know, we don't have too many fond feelings towards them. And the same goes for them. They're not too crazy about us either. So, you know, and I think in the spirit of the game, it's good to have rivalries like this. For the popularity of the game, to see two good teams get after it, and I'm sure it'll be no different this week.
Does a rivalry have an amazing restorative effect on guys who are banged up? You know, they want to get back on the field for this.
Oh, definitely. You don't want to miss this one if you can help it. You know, we know what it means to our fans, to this city, to this organization, and the same goes for them and their fans and their city. You know, it's a big game, and you know, especially with the division as close as it is right now, you know, it's big for both of us. So expect it to be a very competitive game on Sunday.
Have you seen just how close that division is?
Last I checked, we're deadlocked at 3-3. So, you know, it just goes to show you that teams are vastly improved in our division. They're well coached. They're good players out there. And it's the National Football League. It's a very competitive league. And right now, I think it's safe to say we're in the most competitive division. You know, hey, nothing's going to be given to us. We're going to have to earn it from here on out.
Matt, what's the mindset now coming off of this loss, knowing how big this game is coming off?
You know, we have to put the loss behind us. Like I've been saying, you can't put too much emphasis on a win or a loss. You know, it's on to the next game, and that's the way it's got to be in this league. You can't get too high when things are going well. You can't get too low when things aren't going so well. So, you know, I'm sure we'll have no problem transitioning and starting our focus on the Jets.
Matthew, you've played a little defensive back in your time. What do you think when you see, you know, these long pass, you know, they're having trouble stopping the long ball or maybe some cornerbacks not turning around in time? Is it a question of not reading the play or is it just a difficult system for you guys to figure out?
Well, all I'll say to that is this. I have played some safety.
Yeah.
And it is much, much harder than it may look. You know, those guys have a tough job to do. And, you know, they're trying the best as they can. They're competing. And I wouldn't want any other guy on my team than the guys that we have in this locker room and the guys that are going out there playing for us on Sunday. They're busting their tail, doing everything they can to help us win games. And, you know, I respect every last one of them. The job they have to do is tough, like I said. And, you know, we're just gonna keep getting better as a unit, and we all have to play better.
And you've seen Devin. You played beside him a little bit. I mean, he has the talent to doesn't even be as good as he was coming out of college. Or can you look at that?
All those guys are talented. I mean, all those guys bring something to this team, bring something to this league. Are capable of playing this league and being big time players in this league. And like I said, we believe in every last one of them. Wouldn't want any other guy back there than the guys that have been back there. And we stand behind them 100%.
Matthew, have you played safety? Is the job that the secondary has to do kind of analogous to what a bullpen has to do in baseball in that they have to avoid giving up the long ball?
that's kind of a nice little comparison there. You know, obviously, you know, you never want to give up big plays, regardless what phase of the game is. You don't want to give up a big turnover. You don't want to give up a big kickoff return, punt return. You know, big plays are momentum plays. So, you know, in that respect, a lot of us have that responsibility not to give up the big play, I mean, and to make the big play. So, like I said, you know, those guys, they're doing the best as they can back there. You know, like I said, I wouldn't want any other guy back there. We stand behind those guys 100%.